Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey guys, what you're about to hear is an experiment me and Andrew were trying out on Patreon, but we thought maybe we'd throw it onto the real feed and see what y'all think. What this is artificial intelligence Dungeons & Dragons, where me and Andrew reenacted bits of Dear Evan Hansen, and it went off the rails. I think it's a blast to listen to, and I'd love to know if you think, or what you think, if I was talking in an actual human language. So give it a listen. Let me know what you like it or would you not like it. It may just stay in the Patreon feed, or it could transfer over here to the main feed as an alternative to make me a musical when we can't think of any musicals to make. Give it a listen, or don't. There'll be a normal episode out on its usual date later this week, but enjoy this little fun diversion. All right, have fun, kids.
I thought I heard the old man say, "Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow ye will get your pay, and it's time for us to leave her."
Hey, patrons, I'm a sweaty mess, and this is Andrew.
Hello.
We haven't given you anything in a while, and it's all, you know, it's all this guy's fault.
It's true.
But he's got a new job, so hopefully that means we can do this more often.
Well, today we're playing D&D.
Yes, we are going to be playing Artificial Intelligence Dungeons & Dragons, and we're going to put musical theater characters into it. Because, come on, that's such a fun premise. So, Andrew, do you want to share your screen right now?
Yeah, let me...
Because this is going to be a fucking blast and a half. So, what are our choices, Andrew?
Well, let's see. I picked a fantasy world because I feel like we'll start with that at the very
least. That suits musicals. A lot of musicals are also fantasies.
What character do we want here? I feel like noble and princess are pretty similar, but...
What musical theater character? What world are we going to do? I feel like I jokingly did Evan Hansen to start off with, but...
I feel like that's pretty funny. Do you want to continue with that, or would you like to pick something new?
Let's do Evan Hansen. I feel like that's a good starting ground that we can meme on. And okay. What would we call him? A peasant, maybe?
I would say maybe a princess. Possibly a peasant, though.
I'd put him between wizard and peasant. Or rogue.
I would not say wizard.
His wizardry is gaslighting. That's his wizard power.
Let's go with rogue. I feel like rogue would fit the
I agree.
The amount of lying that we're going to need to accomplish in this.
All right. Evan Hansen.
Make sure I'm spelling this properly. Is that right?
S-E-N?
Yep.
Perfect.
All right. Generating the story. Here we go.
Let's go. What? Read it aloud in your most thrilling voice. Come on.
Hang on. I have to move my camera, sadly, because I can't see otherwise.
You are a DM in real life. You do Dungeon Master for fun quite often. All right.
All right. So I'll let you play Evan Hansen, then I'll do the reading. And
I'm Evan Hansen.
All
right. I am. Okay. lies. My arm hurts. Okay. I'm there. What the fuck did you do?
I'm just wondering if this is something we should do.
Invite friends to join my game?
Yeah. Do you, can you enter this code on your side?
I cannot. The way I'm set up, it's a little difficult. So just keep doing it the way we do
okay,
it.
Okay, that's fine.
Probably be best.
All right. You are Evan Hansen, a rogue living in the kingdom of Larion. You have a long steel dagger and a length of rope. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm coming for you, Connor.
You walk down the city street looking for somewhere to steal from. You Ooh. Look around and see a couple of shops with open doors. You could easily slip in and grab a few trinkets to take with you.
All right. Let's go into the first shop on the left.
Okay. Enter first shop on the left.
Let's
do
it. Is
that all I have to do there?
Yep.
You enter the first shop on the left. You walk into the shop, and immediately your senses are bombarded with the smell of new goods, the sweet smell of candy, the rotten egg smell of rotten meat, the harsh smell of smoke, and clean smell of water.
I guess there's only one thing me as Evan Hansen can do, and that is immediately start crying.
Okay, start crying. Start crying. You start crying, and the smell of your own snot fills the air. You cry for a few minutes, but eventually you stop. Your senses are overwhelmed with the smells in the air, and you feel incredibly hungry.
Okay, is there like a shopkeeper? Go to shopkeeper.
Go to the shopkeep. All right, we're going to the shopkeeper. You go to the shopkeeper. The shopkeeper is a tall man wearing a black leather jacket and a red cape.
Is this Connor?
A red cap, pardon me. You walk over to the man and ask him if he has any meat around his face.
What? What? You can't say what I tell. Ask him.
That's what it says, though. Okay.
What's your name?
What if we ask, are you Connor?
Is your name Connor? Let's do that.
Is your name Connor? The shopkeeper looks around for a few moments before replying. Yeah, man. What do you need? Do you have a big black beard growing on your face? Yeah, why? I guess this version of Connor has a big black beard.
Okay. Connor has a big black beard. I'm trying to figure out how to get into this, because as Dear Evan Hansen, how in his first interaction with Connor. Oh, I got it. Do you want to sign my cast?
Ask the shopkeeper to sign your, what would you call it in a fantasy world?
Not gauntlet. A cast.
Gauntlet. You ask the shopkeeper to sign your gauntlet. Please, can you sign my gauntlet? I lost a bet. Haha, sure, man. What's your name? Evan Hansen. All right, Evan, man. Wait over there.
Accidentally drop a letter. Accidentally drop a letter.
Drop a letter. Oh, no. You accidentally drop a letter. Oh.
Oop. It's just hit the X in the right-hand corner.
Mind-blowingly good. You accidentally drop a letter. While you wait, you accidentally drop a letter, and stumbling to the ground, you try to pick it back up. The shopkeeper notices this and walks over to you. You all right, man?
This is working out very well for our premise right now. This is like working out disturbingly well. All right, how do we keep this momentum going?
I don't know. You're Evan Hansen here. What do you do?
Hold letter out speechlessly. Because isn't that what he'd do?
Hold the letter out to the shopkeeper, saying nothing. The shopkeeper notices the letter on the ground and walks over to it. I bet this is important. Don't worry, I'll sign it.
Ooh! Hold on. Scream out, wait, no!
Say, wait, no, in all caps.
Don't read the letter.
Wait, no, don't read that. Okay.
There we go. So, let's hope. Here we go.
He pauses for a moment, looking confused before you. Don't worry, I won't read it.
Fucking lame.
Okay.
How do we get to the next step? Come on.
I don't know. I'm
trying to think.
I mean, maybe this version of Evan, like this Connor is just not, it's not the same Connor, you know?
I think we need to get there, though. We need to get him to read this letter.
What do you do? Say nothing.
Cry. Start crying again.
Start crying again. The shopkeeper sighs and walks back over to the desk. He sits down and hands the letter to you. Don't read it. It'll make you cry. dude, what is in this letter? Wait, can we read the letter? Do we even know what it is?
Ooh, I wish we could decide what the letter said.
Hang on. I want to read the letter. Read right, the
let's
letter.
Go. Okay, Evan Hansen reads the letter.
You read the letter. Dear Evan, I know you are probably a really smart kid. I bet you probably read a lot and play video games all the time, too.
This is his letter. Write, keep reading. I like the idea that this is still like his letter to himself in this
keep
world.
Reading. Keep reading. Anyway, I was walking home the other day and I found this really old and dusty book in a bin.
So instead of being fucking obsessed with trees, he's obsessed with old books. Keep reading. I want to know where this letter's going.
Keep reading. Keep reading. Anyway, there was a bunch of really weird writing in it, so I tried to make sense of it. Oh, no.
Keep reading.
What does this letter say? You keep reading. I think it has some connection to these squares or symbols. I don't know. Anyway, there's some clues in there that could really help me solve a riddle.
Nah, this is too much D&D shit.
I'm curious as to where this is going. Can we try to
keep reading? Yeah, let's go.
Keep reading. I think this is the last one, and we'll say the letter's over.
Yeah, that's fine.
Keep reading. I know it might seem really silly to worry about a book that you found in a trash bin, but this riddle is really important. The papers you found told you the first part of the riddle.
What?
Can we ask Connor to help us solve this riddle?
Yeah, give Connor the letter. Ask him to read it.
You give Connor the letter, asking him to read it. The shopkeeper reads the letter, and after finishing, he looks up at you. Well, it might not seem like it now, but this is really helpful information. I'm sure of it.
Oh, no, Connor!
Can we make weird remarks about Connor's sister?
What do we say? Like, what do we add? Like, we could just literally rip off the musical and be like, your sister's hot, by the way. After a long bat of a long silence, I say, your sister's really hot.
After a long silence, say, tell Connor his sister is really hot. Very interesting. This will go well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
This Connor's chill. After a long silence, tell Connor his sister is really hot. The shopkeeper laughs. Thanks for the letter, but that's not what I meant. The shopkeeper begins to look worried. That's not what I meant.
Your sister is meant to be with me. Ellipses, dot, dot, dot. Quotation mark, ellipses, your sister is meant to be with me.
Sister was meant to be with me. The shopkeeper drops his head. I'm sorry, man. I really am. Was it my sister? Yeah. You walk over and grab the shopkeeper by his collar.
Oh, Evan's getting a backbone in this one. Oh, and our revisionist AU fan fiction. Let's go.
What do we do?
How dark do we want to go with this? Why don't we make one more comment about his sister?
Why would we do that?
Like, we've got him by the collar, and we will say, your sister will marry me.
Pull him in close by the collar and tell him, your sister will marry me. In a very forceful tone. All right, this is the version of Evan Hansen where he gets a backbone and he's like, I'm taking what I want. The shopkeeper breaks down. Wait, what? Oh, no.
Oh.
The shopkeeper breaks down and cries. She's dead. What happened? A car crash. It was winter. It was bad weather. I couldn't help her.
You know, it'd be really crass. Quotation mark. No, your other sister.
Oh, is that what you want to do?
Do you think that's funnier?
I don't know. I feel like this is like we're in like alternate universe Evan Hansen at this point, and I feel like we should just roll with this Connor and Evan.
Let's ask, how long has Zoe been dead? Let's give her a name.
How long has Zoe
Z-O-E. Been dead? Just Zoe.
Oh, that's not Zoe. That's Zoe.
I know, but quotation marks, too, because I think that's how they know.
Yeah. About 2 years. I'm sorry to hear that. The shopkeeper cries for a while before stopping and apologizing again. I'm a wreck. I can't cry anymore.
I didn't think you guys got together. Got along. I didn't think you two got along. We gotta play up as much of the Dear Evan Hansen stuff as we can.
Didn't think you got along. Oh, no, we're done.
Oh, how much? Wait. How much do we have to pay?
Oh, I just have to register.
All right, keep it going. Can I take control? Just create an account under the Musical Theater Lives email. Because I want to keep this story going. I am engaged.
Am I spelling this right? Is this how you spell it?
Is it R-E?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Gmail?
Yep. You come up with a password, but don't say it.
Sure.
Because you'll be running this. Okay.
I can't cry anymore. I didn't think you two got along. We didn't, but you can see how much of a wreck I am. It makes me a mess. You'll move away soon, right? Pretty certain of it.
But do you want to come with me?
Ask Connor, will you come with me? You serious? Oh my goodness. Of course I am. Now you in a place now that you're dead. What? What? Dude, this AI is weird. Okay.
I mean, that feels like shit Connor or Evan would say. Okay. I mean, now that you're in a place that you're dead, I mean, wouldn't it be great to move on?
True. Connor pauses for a moment for a while before replying.
Put a hand on his cheek.
Oh my god. You can speak to me about anything, man. Well, I mean, there's always the possibility that she might come back to you in the future. I mean, ghosts exist.
This really is the Dear Evan Hansen universe, isn't it?
Yeah. Dude, what is happening? This is the most bizarre.
You gotta reply. No one deserves to be forgotten.
Oh my god. No one deserves to be forgotten. Connor smirks. Maybe not, but it doesn't seem likely. You sigh. I'm sorry. I just can't make any promises. Connor shrugs.
All right. We gotta get Connor to come away with us.
This is the most bizarre Dear Evan Hansen fanfiction ever.
I really am hoping patrons take some of the post this on an archive of our own and just see what happens.
Okay.
We gotta get Connor to come
Evan,
with us.
Evan, you have to convince Connor to come with you.
That is our next step. You read the letter. You know what's at stake. Please come with us.
You read the letter. You know what's at stake. Please come with me. Connor reads the letter. His expression becomes grim. Well, I can't say that I'm not moved by that, but I can't say I'm doing this for the right reasons.
That means you're... So we got to get away. The line I want. So you are coming with us then. with the stars around R. So you will come with me then.
So you are coming with us. Yeah, I'm in. However, I want something. What? I want to be the one to kill the beast.
The car accident?
That's not in the job description. I guess the riddle involves a beast. I guess Connor knows this, but we don't.
Okay. He's what haunted. Are we waiting for?
He's haunted by Zoe.
What are we waiting for? ? Let's avenge Zoe.
What are we waiting for? Let's avenge... Here we go. See what he says. Come on. I want to take care of things first, get all the information we need, build up some trust, and then ambush the beast. Are you sure Zoe would have wanted that? Connor shrugs.
The next morning, Connor and... Can we write that? Connor and Evan start toward the beast lair. Can we write that? Are we allowed?
Sure. You wait for the next morning, then go to find Connor and head to the beast's lair. This is the most like abstract storytelling.
It's surprising how kind of it makes sense.
You wait around for a bit and you see Connor walking towards you. I'm ready. So are we driving to the animal shelter now?
Get in the car. We gotta kill the beast at the animal shower.
In the car. Let's go. You follow after Connor as he leads the way to where he knows the animal shelter is located. It isn't too far of a walk. Dude, this is like bizarro world storytelling.
Let's go to the animal shelter. I'm curious.
Okay.
Enter the animal shelter.
Enter the animal shelter. Oh my goodness.
With Connor.
You walk inside with Connor, and he heads straight for the counter. Is Connor rich? A man asks. Why are you asking me? Connor asks. What is happening?
Reply in quotation marks. His family's rich. Connor isn't.
His family is rich. Connor isn't.
I'll be back. I gotta go verify that email.
Oh my goodness. How are we ever going to finish the most bizarre story of all time?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
You should be successfully verified now.
Okay. His family is rich. Connor isn't, is our reply.
Yes.
Yes. I knew that. Excuse me? I know you're part of the rich kids clique. I can spot you a mile away, you know. Who is this guy? This guy's a dick.
Ask, your name's Jared, right?
Oh, no. Ask the man. Your name is... How's Jared spelled?
This is just J-A-R-E-D?
Okay. Your name is Jared, right? Oh, yes. Yeah, what of it? When we get out of this hellhole, I'm going to kick your teeth in. The man laughs as you walk forward. Okay, this is our first fight, I think. We have to beat the shit out of Jared. Dude, this is like alternate universe where Evan Hansen and Connor are like bros, like actual best friends.
The death of Zoe brought them together.
Can we beat the crap out of Jared?
Yeah. We have a rope and some knives, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Ask Connor, what weapons do you have, Connor?
Ask Connor, what weapons do you have? I like that we're just in an animal shelter doing this. Connor pulls out a switchblade and pushes it into the man's arm.
Oh, shit.
Time for some truth. The man nods nervously. Got any weapons?
We just put the rope around Jared's neck, I guess.
Use the rope to... Do we just want to tie up Jared?
Yeah.
Tie up Jared.
Because the switchblade is the first very Connor thing he's done all...
I don't know. He's also... He wears a leather jacket, apparently.
You're right. You're right. This does feel quite similar to Connor.
You tie up Jared with the rope and keep the knife handy in case he makes for a run for it. After searching him, you find nothing on him. He must have an extra set of clothes or something.
Ask Connor, should we kill him?
Ask Connor. I feel like the real Connor would say yes.
Well, this is a pretty dark version of Connor still.
Ask Connor, should we kill him? It's up to you. I did ask him a question and he dismissed me. You can't really blame me for pulling out my knife.
Ask Jared, why should we keep you alive in this animal shelter?
Why should we keep you alive in this animal shelter? It's for my protection. You grab your knife and approach Jared. No. He should be killed on the spot for disobeying a direct order. Connor grabs you and shakes his head. I guess Connor doesn't want to kill him.
I thought you wanted to kill him, Connor.
I thought you wanted to kill him. I know. I'm having second thoughts. You shake your head and throw the rope at Jared. I'll do it. You grab the knife and approach it.
Are we going to cut Jared's throat?
Yeah, I guess we are.
Quotation marks. Before I kill you, what do you know about the death of Zoe Murphy?
Is Jared the Beast? Nothing. You throw the knife and it sticks in his arm. I'm going to ask you questions and I want honest answers. I'm not the one who killed her.
Then who did?
Yeah, then who did? Oh, this is juicy. I don't know, I swear. Connor punches him in the face and you kick him. It's enough to knock him out, but not enough to really hurt him.
Cut off his ear.
Cut off Jared's ear.
No. Tongue.
Oh, but then he can't talk.
Period. Now he really has nothing to say.
Oh, then say. Now he really has nothing to say. And this is dark.
And I thought Dear Evan Hansen was dark.
You look at your partner as you pull out the knife. What are you doing? Making sure he can't talk.
Go further into the animal shelter.
Continue walking into the animal shelter.
What a fucking weird detour.
We're facing our inner demons as we go in. The animal shelter is the beast's den. You walk into the building with your partner and look around. It doesn't look like anyone is here, or at least you can't see anyone.
Ask Connor, do you hear, smell any beasts?
Ask Connor if he smells the beast. I think that's what we want. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's definitely in here. Do you think it escaped? Not likely. We would have found it by now.
Fuck, what do we do now?
I feel like we have to find the beast.
I wish I knew what spells we had or something.
We have probably whatever spells we want. Use detect
magic.
Detect evil spell.
Okay,
we're gonna try it. We're just gonna give it a shot.
Let's go.
You feel a faint tingle in your spine, but nothing else. I don't sense anything. Connor sighs and walks further into the shelter. Do you hear that? He whispers.
Listen closely.
Oh my goodness. Be nice if I would spell things properly. Here we go. You listen closely. You hear the sound of squeaking. It's almost drowned out by the rain, but it got your full attention. I heard it. Connor nods. Let's investigate.
You can go further into the animal shelter.
Go further into the animal shelter. Where are all the employees of this animal shelter?
It's an abandoned animal shelter, I guess.
Where just Jared hangs out.
Jared,
you are about to duck under a fallen beam when you hear someone call out to you. Hey, stop. It's me. The voice is female and young.
Oh, shit, Zoe! Quotation mark. Zoe? Dot, dot, dot. Is that you?
Is that you? Oh, my goodness. Yes, and thanks to you, my brother is also alive.
Wait, what?
You look up and see a girl with short brown hair.
Ooh. Connor, is this real? Ask Connor if this is real.
Ask Connor if this is real.
Or a trick.
He nods. It's her, and she is real. My brother was killed by the beast, and you saved his life. I did what I could. Wait.
What?
Is this Zoe from the actual Dear Evan Hansen show appearing in this alternate universe to congratulate us for saving Connor?
How could Connor have been killed by the beast? He's been here the whole time.
Ask so. How could Connor have been killed by the beast when he's been with us the whole time?
We turn around and Connor's gone.
He betrayed us and went with that monster. That's not true, Connor protests. How do you know this?
Connor, how could you?
I want to say, look at Connor in disbelief. Connor has a large bandage over his right eye, and his left eye is heavily bruised. His nose is also obviously broken, and there is blood on his face. He has a sling on his left arm.
Wait, you're not Connor at all. You're Evan Hansen.
You're not Connor at all. Oh my goodness, how do I keep doing this? You're Evan Hansen.
But then who does that make me?
But who does that make me? Oh my goodness. He isn't Connor. He is Evan Hansen, he says in a confused manner. I'm sorry, but who are you? You ask the boy who has been identified as Evan.
Ooh.
This is getting existential.
Zoe, can you explain everything to us? Let's just see if we can pull that one up.
Ask Zoe to explain everything. Oh my goodness. What is happening? He is E.V. Evan Hansen, a gifted wizard from the Hansen family of wizards. Okay. Connor looks at you in disbelief. Bro, what is happening?
Suddenly, okay, it all becomes clear. Like, we write that. This is the riddle.
Everything. Suddenly everything is clear.
This is the riddle the letter mentioned.
This is the riddle the letter mentioned. Can we try to like cast a clarity spell or something, or like how do we solve the riddle?
We'll do that afterwards. I'm just curious how it'll react to this.
I think I understand now. This was all a riddle. Yes, I figured as much, but isn't Connor Hansen the answer to the riddle? Connor asks.
Yes, the perfect mix between you and me, Connor.
you realize the true answer to the riddle. It is a perfect blend of Connor and Evan. Exactly. Connor Hansen is a formed combination of the two that perfectly represents them both. Zoe looks at you with confusion. Well, what the hell does that mean? Wait, what? How do we answer that?
We you're going to have to follow me here, Andrew.
Okay.
Evan and Connor kiss and then form into one being, a new being, Connor Hansen.
You kiss Connor, merging the two of you together, creating the perfect being, Connor Hansen. You look at Connor and then at Evan before kissing him. The two of you merge, creating the perfect being of the two of you. Perfect in almost every way.
Hello, Zoe, I say now as Connor Hansen.
You.
Hello, Zoe, it is I, Connor Hansen.
Say, hello, Zoe, it is I, Connor Hansen.
Don't be scared.
Do not be frightened.
Holy shit.
Who is that? He is me. You saved my life, and I am honored to finally meet you. Your look of confusion quickly changes to a smile as you realize who this is. This is like an episode of Xavier Renegade Angel or something.
The beast was the demons inside all of us. Now it is defeated and we can go home.
You realize the beast was within us all. And now that he is defeated, we can all return home. What do we do with Zoe?
We both make her our sister and our girlfriend.
Okay, we'll see what they say first. You look at your reflection in a nearby puddle. Your face is heavily scarred, but the deep purple of his eyes screams out that you are Connor Hansen.
How did we get here? It feels so natural. It felt so gradual. Like, let's think about what this story happened. We go out. We meet Connor at a shopkeep. We remind him that we need to avenge his sister. We go to an animal shelter, cut out a dude's tongue. But Zoe's just there, and she says something vague enough for us to merge together and discover that Connor Hansen is really what we all need to be.
I feel like this is the perfect ending. I don't think we should go past this.
No, we didn't. No, just Zoe and Connor Hansen walk off into the sunset. That's the last of it.
You walk off into the sunset with Zoe. Anything else? Is that what we want for the last line?
Ready to live happily ever after.
Ready to live happily ever after. wait, it's getting weirder now. You begin walking towards the horizon, followed by Connor, and then finally, Evan. Zoe, as I traveled further from home, I realized what a fool I was to leave in the first place.
That's great. You have like you carry them with you forever, you know?
What is the thing from Dear Evan Hansen? The no one is forgotten or something.
No one deserves to be forgotten.
Bravo.
No, just the last thing we need to be say, like literally What's to sum that? This up. Quotation marks, you will be found.
Wait, it already starts with you, so why don't I just say you will be found? You will be found.
We did it.
You look at the horizon once more as you begin to disappear from sight. You'll see them again. They're the perfect blend of you and I, like we are.
You know what? We did it. That was fucking incredible. Holy shit. All right, guys. I think, like, what was that? 20, 30 minutes?
It was like 40 minutes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Holy shit. That was a blast and a half, my dude. I'd happily do this again. If you guys got
ideas. Right here is just, this is beautiful.
Just let us know what other idea. What should be the next musical we should do in AI D&D? Because honestly, this was so much fun.
Jess, can we post this out on Twitter? Just you look at your reflection in a nearby puddle. Your face is heavily scarred, but the deep purple of his eyes screams out that you are Connor Hance.
Holy shit. We might have to release this just as a video, you know? You know, I feel like the first one might actually eventually have to go out to YouTube, whereas the rest of them will just stay on Patreon, because this is gold, my friend.
This is the version of Dear Evan Hansen that we all deserve.
Yes, we're Evan deserve to discover they are both one half of the same whole, and then merge together and then walk into the sunset with Zoe. You are Connor Hansen.
Holy shit.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time on Musical Theater D&D AI. We'll think, you got a better title idea?
I no.
Episode 1, Dear Evan Hansen.
This is a disaster, but it's also kind of amazing.
It still feels narratively satisfying is the worst part.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I gained more from this than I would have from the actual show.
The actual movie that's coming out in like a month.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.
And it's time for us to leave her.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.